迎继续锁定 Radio 774 Tom Radio 私房拷贝，又到了我们听电影学英语的时间了。I'm Jessie， 今天呢，我们要和 Vincent 来分享一部惊悚片《窗台上的男人》。
Hello everyone, this is Vincent. Really glad to meet you again. Today we're going to talk about the thriller Man on the Ledge.
这部影片呢是丹麦导演阿斯克莱斯的英语片处女作。
Man on the Ledge is a 2012 American thriller directed by Asker Les, starring Sam Worthington, Elizabeth Banks, Jimmy Bell, and Ed Harris. Filming took place in New York City.
影片中的故事呢就发生在纽约。萨姆沃辛顿扮演的男主人公以 Walker 的名字登记入住了罗斯福饭店。
He checks into his room at the top floor of Roosevelt Hotel and opens the room window and climbs onto the ledge, apparently ready to commit suicide.
接下来电影镜头带我们回到了一个月前的纽约州州立监狱。原来这个男人的真名叫 Nick Cassidy, 曾经是一位纽约警察，而如今呢却深陷牢狱，被判刑25年。
So your final appeal has been denied, Mr. Cassidy. That's why I'm here.
This is a waste of time. Can I go? Mm-hmm.
Your old life is over. You're going to have to accept that it's never coming back. Not many men, let alone an ex-cop, can handle a 25-year sentence. Mm-hmm. Nick, have you ever considered hurting yourself?
Hurting?
Mm-hmm.
No. Killing. Every goddamn day.
这天呢 ，Nick 的律师来到监狱里通知他，说他已经没有机会再上诉了，所以呢，他只能选择在监狱里服刑。
Your final appeal has been denied, Mr. Cassidy. Final appeal 这的意思是最终上诉。Appeal 这个词的意思其实是上诉，其实呢也有说诉诸什么东西的意思，比如说 This film appeals to the female audience sensibility， 那么就是这部电影抓住了或者说是面对了女性观众这种情感。那么律师里的意思是告诉他 Cassidy 先生，你向终审法院提交的最终上诉被驳回了。而这对于 Nick 来说意味着什么呢？ Your old life is over， 你的过去的生活方式从此结束了。 You're gonna have to accept that，你只能坦然接受 It's never coming back， 过去的日子再也回不来了。 Not many men, let alone an ex-cop, can handle a 25-year sentence， 并没有很多人，更别提是一个过去当过警察的人，可以忍受25年的有期徒刑。这里讲一下这个词叫 let alone， 意思是更别提。 Nobody could do that, let alone a disabled person， 没有人能做这件事，更别提一个身有残疾的人。同时还有一个是 let alone 是让某人独处， let 让 alone 孤单， let alone 和 let it be 是一样的，让某人独处，随他去吧。
So your final appeal has been denied, Mr. Cassidy. That's why I'm here.
This is a waste of time. Can I go? Mm-hmm.
Your old life is over. You're going to have to accept that it's never coming backNot many men, let alone an ex-cop, can handle a 25-year sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Nick, have you ever considered hurting yourself?
Hurting?
Mm-hmm.
No. Killing. Every goddamn day.
那个呢的确是无法忍受这漫长的监禁，现在他是有满腔的怒火，不过也是毫无办法。
Nick's ex-partner Mike Ackerman visits Nick in the prison and tells him that his father is seriously ill.
I'm sorry. Come on. No. We gotta flip this. I mean, dig up some new evidence. I mean, there's things we can do, you know?
It's okay.
Your brother called.
Sorry.
What do you want?
He asked for money again.
It's your dad. He's dying.
How long?
Soon. Look, I'll talk to the warden. I'll get you a day outside of here. No hassles. All right?
天 Nick 的搭档 Ackerman 来监狱里探望他。通过他们的对话呢，我们似乎也能够听得出来 Nick 的案件当中是有隐情的，至少他的搭档 Ackerman 认为 Nick 是不应该坐牢的。
所以他安慰 Nick 说 We got to flip this， 我们一定要翻案。大家看一下这个词 FLIP flip， 这里是翻个的意思。比如说当你去做这个薄饼的时候， When you make pancakes you need to flip it over， 你需要给它翻个个。I mean, we take up some new evidence. 我是说，我们必须找到一些新的证据。I mean, these things we can do, you know? 我觉得这些是我们能做的，你懂吗？
当然了，这次 Ackerman 来监狱里探望 Nick 呢，可并不是来安慰他的。
这时候呢， Ackerman 告诉 Nick， 他的父亲病得很重，就要死了。所以呢， Ackerman 说， I talk to the warden, I get you day out of here. 我会向监狱长求情，让你出狱一天去探望父亲。No hassles. 这并不难办。
很快父亲病逝的消息就传来了， Nick 被准许出狱一天去参加父亲的葬礼。在葬礼上，弟弟 Joey 对他大打出手，因为他认为呢是 Nick 背叛入狱才让父亲最终病倒的。
It's the best you could do. You were the goddamn drag.
Now you killed him the day he went to prison.
That's because I left him with a screw up.
Oh yeah? No, Nick would have done real good without you.
It looks like it
负责押解和监视 Nick 的警察赶上前来制止两个人的厮打，却没料到 Nick 趁机抢过了枪，开着 Joey 的车逃跑了。
Before the police could do anything, Nick snatches his gun and flees. From that day on, Nick becomes a wanted convict.
越狱成功之后呢，并没有逃出纽约，也没有躲起来，而是出现在了罗斯福饭店的窗台上。
The crowd below sees Nick and calls the police.
I need an emergency service unit at the Roosevelt.45th and Madison, shut down the block. We got a man on a ledge.
接到报案后，警方的指挥中心通过无线电通知各部门封锁该街区。We got a man on a ledge. 我们发现了一个站在窗台上的男人。L-E-D-G-E, ledge, 窗台。我们这部电影的名字就叫 Man on a Ledge, 站在窗台上的男人。而影片中最重要的场景就是这个窗台 ,ledge。
警察很快就封锁了饭店楼下的街区，以 Dante Markers 为首的警方应急小组也到达了这里。
They isolate the area with Dante Markers controlling the crowd while Jack Doherty tries to talk with Nick.
Just get away.
Hi, Mr. Walker. Stay calm. My name is Jack Doherty and I'm here to help.
I want a woman.
All right, well look, that's what this is about. What do you say we come on inside? We'll take care of whatever you need. Blonde, brunette, you name it.
Detective Lydia Mercer. If she's not here in 30 minutes, then I jump. Do you understand?
I'll look into it.
一般的情况下呢，处理这种突发事件的时候，警方呢都会尽量的满足要自杀的那个人提出的条件。那 Nick 在这儿提出的条件是什么呢？
Nick 说 Detective Lydia Mercer. If she's not here in 30 minutes, then I jump. 我要见 Lydia Mercer 探员。如果30分钟之内她不出现，我就跳下去。对于 Nick 提出的条件， Doherty 的答复是 I'll look into it， 我会考虑你的要求。这里咱们看一下 look into 这个词， look into 字面的意思是看进去，其实的意思是仔细的思考 consider。
Nick 的要求非常明确，这让 Doherty 和 Marcus 都很意外。 Lydia Mercer 是警方的谈判专家，目前呢正在休假，尽管如此他还是被火速的召唤到了罗斯福饭店。
Nick says he will only speak to negotiator Lydia Mercerwho's on a leave of absence after failing to convince a depressed policeman not to jump from the Brooklyn Bridge a month earlier.
Mercer 赶到了现场，开始和 Nick 对话。这个时候呢，警方还不知道这个 Nick 是何许人也。
I'm Detective Lydia Mercer, and I understand you asked for me. What brings you out here today?
Aside from the view.
Hey, trust me, this staring off into the abyss stuff, it's no good.
Today is the day, and everything changes.
one way or another.
What's going to change?
I'm ready to die. And it's important to me that you understand that.
I understand.
Good enough.
Why me, Mr. Walker?
If
you're really ready to die, why'd you bring me up here?
You're famous. Well, last month, you were with a jumper on a bridge. And he died with the whole world watching.
I just wanted to know that I could get a good crowd for when I go off.
Murphy 要求房间里的警察都撤出去，只留下他和窗台上的那个男人进行沟通。首先 Murphy 想要了解 Nick 为什么要跳楼自杀。
You got any friends or family you want me to call for you?
No.
My father's dead.
Is that why you're out here?
No way.
You want to talk about it?
You know, this job of yours, it's a grim way to make a living.
I prefer to focus on the people I help. I'm hoping you're one of them.
Nick 为什么提出了那么明确的要求要 Mercer 来到现场和他对话呢？是因为他之前对 Mercer 有了很清楚的了解，甚至他知道 Mercer 在一个月前曾经在布鲁克林大桥上劝说一个试图跳桥的警察打消轻生的念头，但是最终他失败了。
作为要跳楼的人， Nick 却对 Mercer 的工作表示了同情。 You know this job of yours?It's a pretty grim way to make a living. 你们这份工作，你可知道，真不是份容易的差事。这里有一个词叫 grim, G-R-I-M, 这意思是严峻的、困难的。可有一个词叫 grimace, G-R-I-M-A-C-E, 就是半鬼脸的意思，所以知道这里是一个痛苦的、困难的、严峻的意思。然后 Mercer 说 I prefer to focus on the people I help. 我宁愿只关注那些需要我帮助的人。言外之意就是，尽管这个谈判工作的过程非常的痛苦，但是结果只要可以帮助到别人 ，Mercer 就可以心满意足了。
这个时候呢 ，Darty 检查了酒店房间里所有的东西，居然没有发现 Nick 的任何指纹。虽然还不知道他是什么来历，但是警方断定这个窗台上的男人肯定不是个普通人。
Mr. Walker, I know you're desperate. I can see that.But I also know this isn't a normal suicide. I don't know what's going on here, but I can tell you that these people down here, they don't care about you. They want you to jump. That's why they're here. But I do care.
Nick, can you hear me? I'm working here.
And I'm asking you to help me understand what's going on.
We're here, we're here, we're here. Just don't
freak out.
I asked you because I needed someone I could count on. I had someone I could trust. Because chances are this ain't gonna end well.
It doesn't have to be that way. That's your choice.
My choice. My only choice is easy. Right? To jump or not to jump. This is gonna come down to your choice.
I don't understand what that means.
Nick 给出了他为什么要叫 Mercer 亲自过来的原因。I asked you because I needed someone whom I can count on. 我叫你来是因为我想找个能够信得过的人。Count on.Count 是数数的意思 ，count on 其实是可以用于数，引申为我能够靠得住的人 ，someone I can trust， 一个我信得过的人。Cause chances are this is not going to end well， 因为有很大的几率这件事情不会有什么好下场。
正在 Mercer 努力的说服 Nick 的时候，我们发现了 Nick 身上呢藏着对讲设备，与他通话的正是他的弟弟 Joey。
This town's totally gridlocked, bro.
You're the one person in Manhattan I knew it would be.
显然 Joey 早就知道哥哥会站上罗斯福饭店的窗台，他们似乎也早已约定要偷偷的进行某个计划。 Joey 带着女朋友 Angie 爬上了隔壁大楼的楼顶，企图用炸弹炸开天花板。与此同时，为了掩护他们的行动， Nick 做事要跳楼，吸引了围观人群的惊呼和所有警察的注意。
Look at all these people. Oh, can't disappoint them.
Hey, what are you doing? No, 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 no. Hey, look at me. Look at me. Walker, look at me.
One, two.
never felt more alive.
周乙的爆破成功进行， Nick 也开始和 Mercer 谈心。他说不管别的人怎么看 Mercer， 但是他坚信 Mercer 是一个不轻易放弃的人，一定会坚持到底。
I can imagine how it must have felt after that gut jolt.
The cops are superstitious. They never run from you like the plague.
Are you speaking from experience?
You never quit. Never. Last year, you did it 68 hours straight on a hostage negotiation. You got everyone out. You trusted your instincts. You never quit. You never gave up.
Why do you know so much about me?
You and I have a lot in common.
I don't think you want to jump.
Is there a moment when you can tell someone's going to go off and up?
Sometimes, you know. Sometimes you can feel them give up.
Don't give up on me.
I'm going to get you off the ledge.
不管 Nick 现在正在偷偷的进行着什么样的计划，很显然 Mercer 是他们这个计划当中不可或缺的一个环节。而通过 Nick 之前对 Mercer 的调查呢，他认为 Mercer 一定会帮得上他们的忙，一定会坚持到底的。
所以 Nick 也希望 Mercer 不要放弃他， Don't give up on me， 请别放弃我。在刚听到这里又出现 Give up on me， Give up on somebody or give up on someone， 就是对某人或某事彻底放弃。而 Mercer 说I can get you off the ledge. 我一定可以把你从窗台边上救回来。
聪明的 Mercer 终于想办法弄到了 Nick 的指纹，这样他们很快就知道了这个窗台上的男人到底是谁了。
Mercer manages to acquire Nick's fingerprints from a cigarette they share. Darty has been analyzed and discovers that Nick is an ex-policeman who was arrested for stealing a $14 million diamond from businessman David Englander.
Sit up.
Go.
Not sure I got an idea on you, jumper. Escaped convict.
Nick Cassidy.
Cassidy. The cop that stole the diamond off David Englander?
$40 million diamond. I knew I recognized this mutt.
Englander owns
his hotel. His office is here. His jewelry exchange is right across the street.
What the hell is going on?
Well, what did his little note say?
I will exit as I entered.
Innocent.
He wants people to think he didn't do it.
Good luck with that. I think he's more interested in just having an audience.
Pull his file, find his family, toss his cell. Who'd he ride with?
Mike Ackerman.
Marcus 通过对讲机告诉 Mercer， 这个窗台上的男人呢，正是在逃犯 Nick Cassidy。
Mercer 简直不敢相信，他问道 ：“Cassidy, the cop who stole the diamond of David Englander? Cassidy.”你说就是那个从富商 David Englander 手里偷走钻石的警察？这时 Darty 在一边搭话道 $40 million diamonds， 那可是价值4000万美元的钻石啊。
显然 Nick 当初偷钻石的这起案件呢，是相当的轰动，无人不知。
而巧的是 Marcus 说 David Englander owns this hotel， 这家酒店也是 David Englander 的。 His office is right here， 他的办公室就在这儿。 His jewelry exchange is right across the street，而他的珠宝交易所就在街对面。
联想到 Nick 留在酒店房间里的遗书， Mercer 似乎明白了 Nick 这么做呢，也许是要引起公众的关注，要澄清自己的冤屈，说明自己是清白的，他没有偷钻石。
Mercer 说 He wants people to think he didn't do it， 他想人们认为他没有偷钻石。
Sit up.
Go.
Not sure I got an idea on you, jumper. An escaped convict.
Nick Cassidy
Cassidy, the cop that stole the diamond off David Englander?
$40 million diamond. I knew I recognized this mutt.
Englander owns
his hotel. His office is here. His jewelry exchange is right across the street.
What the hell is going on?
Well, what did his little note say?
I will exit as I entered.
Innocent.
He wants people to think he didn't do it.
Good luck with that. I think he's more interested in just having an audience.
Pull his file.Find his family, toss his cell. Who'd he ride with?
Mike Ackerman.
与此同时 ，Nick 的昔日搭档 Mike Ackerman 接到了消息，知道 Nick 正在罗斯福饭店上打算跳楼，于是他火速赶往了现场。而在街对面，从楼顶潜入了珠宝交易所的 Joey 和 Angie， 此时也已经通过了层层关卡，到达了储存宝石的保险库。
The police doesn't know that Nick is merely trying to distract them while his brother Joey and Joey's girlfriend Angie break into Englander's upper floor jewelry vault in the building across the street.
这时我们大概也可以猜到了 Nick 的用意，他要弟弟从 Englander 的保险库里偷出那颗据称已经被盗的钻石，以证明自己的清白。那他们的计划能不能够顺利的进行下去呢？明天节目当中我们再继续的和 Vincent 来分享这一部惊悚片《窗台上的男人》。
Nick Cassidy, convicted felon.
2 years ago, I'm doing a moonlighting gig. Real simple. Escort David Englander up to Chapel Court with the Monarch Diamond. And yesterday, I'm doing 25 years for apparently stealing it. And today, I'm putting it all on the damn line.And I need your help.
Maybe you should tell me the rest of your plan.
Plan is to prove that I'm innocent.
This is my retrial. I'm innocent!
Marcus, give her a little more time.
You got 15 minutes. Then I'm sending tactical.
You got it?
Finally, let's review what we learned today. The first would be let alone.更别提，或者是让某人独处。第二个词是 look into something， 仔细考虑某事 consider something。最后一个是 count on somebody， 指望某人或者是相信某人。
那如果想重复收听以及在线收听我们的节目 home video 的话呢，欢迎大家登录网站 www.am774.com。I'm Jessie. See you tomorrow.
And I'm Vincent. Thanks for spending your time with us. See you tomorrow.
Enjoy listening.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
Enjoy learning.
I'm going to that corner there and turn. You stay in the car and drive away. Promise not to watch me go beyond the corner. Just drive away and leave me as I leave you.
听电影学英语 Home Video Radio 774 Every Day
Play it then Play as time goes by
My mom always saidLife was like a box of chocolates.
Tomorrow is another day.
Listening, sharing, and learning. Home Video. 和我们一起听电影，学英语，分享你的私房拷贝。
A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Language is not knowledge. Language is habit.
接下来您将收听到欢乐互动英语秀英语 PK 台 主持人晶晶和幽默风趣的外籍嘉宾带你学英语看世界没有课堂没有考试没有压力没有顾虑不为考试不为升职只为自己更充实365天原味英语听不断地道口语练不完精彩文化乐不够英语 PK 台一起学起来
The greatest test of courage on earth is to bear defeat without losing heart.
有勇气不难，难在他面临失败时并不退缩。沉淀浮躁，历练青春。您现在听到的是 Radio 774，北京外语广播。
Knew I never saw it coming.
step change. All the words unspoken, promises broken, I cried for so long. Wasted too much time, should have seen the signs. Now I know just what went wrong. I guess I wanted you more, and looking back now I'm sure I was just too